Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting today on the readings for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 to 11. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 65. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 18 to 23. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 23. The theme of our reflection is the planted divine seed bears the refreshing and enriching power. My brothers, my sisters,
we all
have struggles. For some, cost of living is a pain. Some have stopped living because they cannot fathom its purpose. Hence, for some, life is baseless, thorny, and rocky. Yes, sometimes we feel like breaking because our hearts and minds are darkened by unbelief, hopelessness, and negligence, and often choked by worldly distractions. But the good news is, there is hope in hopelessness. Our breaking points are remaking points, and repentance is possible for a sinner if we take the Lord's words and commands to heart, turn our ear to wisdom, and apply our hearts to truth. Only then will we discover God's wisdom, God's knowledge, justice, and the virtues of the paths that lead to happiness. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 to 9. In other words, my brother, my sister, there is a way out of despondency, because our life could be enriched and crowned with goodness if we engage the Word of God and apply its truth in our families, professions, and in all ramifications of life. Thus, we must embrace again God's Word and follow its lead. Yes, my brother, my sister, that transformation is not far-fetched, because the Word of God, depicted in the imagery of the rain and snow in today's first reading, water in today's responsorial psalm, seed in today's gospel parable, was sowed in our hearts to counter and cushion the effects of life's rocky, thorny, and apathetic feelings, and to firm up God's will and purpose in our hearts, in our lives. And the Lord has reassured us in today's readings that the content of His Word will be implemented and perfected in our lives, or in the lives of those who believe and are prepared to effect a change of repentance, for they will be refreshed with the waters of joy and crowned with increasing goodness. Thus, my brother, my sister, in the face of those extreme difficulties, calamities, and tribulations that engender doubts and mental crisis, we believe, like St. Paul in today's second reading, that the hidden glory of God will triumph and be revealed to strengthen the hope of those yearning to be freed from hopelessness to decadence and to enjoy God's glory as children of God. Yes, that enjoyment is possible because he or she who bears the seed of God's Word also bears the refreshing and enriching power of God. And so, my brother, my sister, let us refresh in our hearts and minds with God's word. Let us listen to the messages of his voice, internalize them, and cleanse our hearts and minds of worldly distractions. Our Lord Jesus says into this gospel, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, your ears because they hear." Thus, the blessedness of our life was retained and has been revealed by the Lord. So let us cleanse our hearts, accept the centrality of God's word in our lives and in what we do, and allow the transforming power of God's word to flow in our hearts, in our families, and in our fields of work. May we be delivered by the word of God already planted in our hearts. May we be refreshed and helped to know him better. May the Lord bless us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.